Well, the pedestrian hybrid beacon, or as many people refer to it, the Hawk system, was selected for this location because it is designed to warn and control vehicles at locations where we can't put a standard traffic signal, and in this case it's a mid-block crossing, to allow for the pedestrians to have an opportunity to cross our busy U.S. Highway 51.
All right, now for people who don't know what a Hawk beacon is, what will they be seeing as they go down 51 in I believe southbound 51 in Minocqua?
For the drivers who will encounter the pedestrian hybrid beacon, it'll look quite different from anything that they've seen before, in that there are two red indications and a yellow indication. Now, typically, the beacon will remain dark, which means that none of the lights will be on until a pedestrian comes up and activates it. And then it'll go through a series of different combinations of the beacon or the indications. It'll start with a solid yellow, which notifies the driver that the beacon has been activated. Oh, can I start?
Yeah, keep
going.
Let
me get that again.
Keep going.
The beacon sequence for the vehicular traffic starts with a flashing yellow, and this lets the driver know that the beacon has been activated by a pedestrian. Then it'll move into a solid yellow state, which means that a driver should stop if able to safely do so, and then a solid red. Now, during the solid red portion, the pedestrian will see the walk indication, or the walking man symbol, letting them know that traffic has stopped, and if everyone has cleared the crosswalk, they're able to proceed across the highway. Once the walk phase is complete for the pedestrian, it'll go to a flashing don't walk, and at this time, the beacon will start to wigwag the reds or sequence the reds alternately left-right, similar to what you would see at a railroad crossing. And for the beacon, what this means is if the pedestrians have cleared the highway, if they're no longer in the crosswalk, a driver who has stopped may continue on. Once the flashing don't walk has stopped for the pedestrian, it'll go to a solid don't walk, and at that time, the beacon will return to its normally dark state.
So people could consider this a variable stop sign for pedestrians trying to cross the street.
That's correct. What we're finding is that in heavily traveled corridors, such as Highway 51, sometimes it's really easy to not notice the pedestrian or bicyclist waiting to cross and to yield to them as drivers are supposed to. So this beacon helps to control the vehicles in a stopping condition instead of that yielding condition.
All right. What should people know about this device who are just kind of traveling through? Obviously, we are calling from Wausau, which is a place where a lot of tourists head north to Minocqua. But is this something that we're going to be seeing more of in the state?
Absolutely. We just turned three of these same systems on in the Wisconsin Dells area, another very tourist area similar to Minocqua. And we anticipate that we'll see more of these at areas such as that where you don't have the opportunity to cross a pedestrian at an intersection, and yet you need that positive control of the vehicular traffic. So it's important for motorists to be aware, because they sit in that normally dark state, they shouldn't assume that they will always remain dark, but to stay vigilant, watching for approaching pedestrians or bicyclists on the trails, and then take appropriate action based on the condition of the indication.